Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Vachum, and we are beginning the 14th, and I believe the final chapter of Maseches Zvachim. So we are up to Perek Yudalid Mishnah Aleph. So we have these last 10 Mishnahs left. So says the Mishnah, Paras Chatzah Shesor Fachutz Migita, if someone burnt a Para Aduma outside of the pit in the ground that it's supposed to be burnt in, V'chein Sir Mishtalech Shekriva B'chutz, or if someone was Makriv, a sir mishtalech that they use in Yom Kippur outside of where it was supposed to be, I guess, meaning you took this seir and you brought it as a korban as opposed to chucking it off a cliff. So pater, so you're going to be pater for shchut echutz shenemar, because the pasuk says the el pesach oel moed lo hivio, that the isr of shchut echutz is something that you were supposed to bring to the pesach oel moed, and instead you did shchut echutz kol shein roi lo. But something that's not rawi to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed, you're not going to be chay for Shechut Echutz. Mishnah Beis, Haroveya V'Anirba, an animal that was involved in sexual relations with a human being. V'Amukta, an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah. V'Anevar, an animal that was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah. V'Esnon, an animal that was used to pay a zona. V'Mechir, an animal that was used in exchange for a dog. V'Haklayim, V'Atrefa, an animal that was klayim, that was a mixed breed, or a trefa animal, the Yotzi Dofen, an animal that was born from a C-section, Shekrivan Bachutz, that you were makriv outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Pater, you're going to be Pater, Shenemar, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, because the Pasuk says that the Yisr of Shechut Echutz is for not bringing it Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Kol Shein Roi Lova Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, in Chayevna Lov. But if it's something that's not Ra'ui to be Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, then you're not going to be Chay for Shechut Echutz, and all these things are Psulim and Karbanos. Bali Mumin, if it had a Mum, Bein Bali Mumin Kavum, Bein Bali Mumin Ovrim, whether the Mum was a Mum Kavum, or Mumover, Shekrivan Bachutz, and you were Makriv Bachutz Pater. You can be Pater, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, that Bali Mumin Kavuin Pater. That if it's a Bali Mumin that's Kavua, then you're going to be Pater, because it never could have been used as a carbon. But a Bali Mumin over and below Sase. If it's a Bali Mumin over, then you're just going to be in violation of below Sase, but you're not going to be Chayiv Kares. Torim Shalohi Gias Manan, if you have a bird who's not yet old enough to be used as a carbon, Ubina Yonah Sha'overs Manan, or another type of bird, it's too old to be used as a korban, shekriven b'chutz, and then you were makriv them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, pater, you're going to be pater for shechut echutz. Rabbi Shimon Omer, b'nei yona sha'avar zmanan pater, v'tarim shelo giyaz manan b'lo saseh, that a ben yona that's already too old, you're going to be pater, because that's already possible. But a Torah that's not yet giyaz man, it's a lo saseh, but you're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv kares for that. Osova espino, if you have an animal and its offspring that are shechted on the same day, umchusras man, or an animal that's too young to be brought as a korban, pater. And then you bring it bachutz, you're going to be pater. Rabbi Shimon Omer reiz a belos asay. Rabbi Shimon says that it's still a violation of a los asay. Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon holds kosher, we love a lachras man. Anything that could, even though right now is not roi to be brought as a korban, but will one day be roi to be brought as a carbon, hareza belos hasei. It's subject to a los hasei of shchut echutz vein bokares. You're just not chayiv kares. V'cham amru kol shein bokares ein bo velos hasei. V'cham say shchut echutz is an all or nothing proposition. Either you're chayiv kares or you're chayiv nothing. So there's no like in between of being just a los hasei. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you take a para aduma or the sira mishtaleach and you're shochet and bachutz, you're going to be pater because the pasuk says el pesach ol moed lo hevio, it has to be something that should have been brought to the Pesach Ol Moed, as opposed to these things that are supposed to be brought outside. And then Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have any type of pasul or carbon, roveya, nirva, muktzah, nevet, all those different things that you're makrav b'chutz, you're going to be patur because it's not ro'i to be in Mishkan Hashem to begin with. And when it came to Bali Mum, so the Tanakama holds it, regardless of what kind of mum it is, you're patur for shchut echutz. And Rabbi Shimon says that if it's a mum kavur, you're patur, but if it's a mum over, it's a los, I say, you're just not chayiv kares. If you have a bird that's the wrong age, the Tanakama says, you're going to be patur. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's already past its age, it's going to be patur. But if it's not yet old enough to be brought as a carbon, then it's a los, I say, just no kares. If you have osov espino or a mechusar's man, the Tanakama says you're pater, and Rabbi Shimon says it's a violation of a los, I say, because again, the common theme with Rabbi Shimon is anything that may not be roy to be used as a carbon today, but in due time would have been able to be used as a carbon. Like, for example, osov espino. You're only not allowed to shecht osov espino biyom echad, but if you wait a little bit, then you could shecht the offspring of the animal that you shechted earlier today, wait till tomorrow. So anytime you have something that will one day, or will soon become a roy for a krava, Rabbi Shimon holds, that's going to be below saseh, and just not pekares. Whereas the Tanakama holds, well, if it's not pekares, then it's not be anything, right? Then there's not going to be any chiyuv whatsoever. Okay, next time, Hashem will pick up with Perek Yudalid and Mishnah Gimel.